同学们，同学们，打起精神，咱们来学美语。
对，欢迎来到美语训练班。I'm Danny，
我是王一如。今天这节课啊，我们要去田径场上赛跑。
On your mark, get set, go。
好多年不见的老友不期而遇。
Lawrence, is that you?
Hey, Jen, how are you doing?
计划一次出国旅行。
我想去个有热带风情的地方。
Tropical?
还要告诉大家怎么用美语来表达扫兴的意思。
Sounds like we've got some really interesting things to show today.
按照老传统，咱们先教个简单的，花一分钟学一个词。
Learn a word. Upcoming. Upcoming is spelled U-P-C-O-M-I-N-G. Upcoming.
Upcoming 意思是即将到来的，比如
The upcoming match
就是指即将举行的比赛。
The pop singer has started promoting his upcoming album.
这名流行乐歌手开始为自己即将发行的新唱片做宣传。
All candidates are gearing up for the upcoming election.
所有候选人都在为即将举行的选举积极做准备。这个周末是美国阵亡将士纪念日的长周末。
The upcoming Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial kickoff of summer.
即将到来的阵亡将士纪念日长周末标志着约定俗成的夏季的开始。好的，今天我们学习的词是
upcoming, upcoming, upcoming.
Oh, Danny, 那你下个星期去纽约做节目也可以用 upcoming 了。
That's right. We're going to produce a travel show during my upcoming trip to New York.
Sounds like fun. Can I go with you?
Sure. I need someone to carry my bags for me. You're welcome to join us.
给你提包啊？No way. 还是让我们一起看看李华和 Larry 他们准备去哪里玩吧。
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 在跟李华商量去什么地方度假，他们会用到两个常用语 Make up your mind 和 Live within your means。
李华， do you want to go to Toronto? I did a little research and found some really cool tours and
Larry, 我不是很想去多伦多哎，我想去个有热带风情的地方。
Tropical?
嗯，没错，你说加勒比海怎么样？
The Caribbean? Wow, that is very tropical, actually. I know someone who went there last summer. Let me give him a call.
不过啊，我又非常想去泰国，那里的水果和美食太诱人了。
What? Thailand? Make up your mind, Li Hua.
Make up? 化妆？你在说什么啊？
No, not the makeup you put on your face.To make up your mind means to make a choice and to stick to it.
Oh, to make up your mind 就是拿定主意。
Yeah, for example, it often takes you a long time to make up your mind when it comes to what to wear when we go out.
这倒是，出门前啊，我总是不能决定要穿哪身衣服。
And what about your friend at school that couldn't decide which class she wanted to take?
没错。那位同学啊，他特别爱学习，什么课都想选，可是一学期的时间也就那么多，选修课的数量是有限的。 I wish she would make up her mind. 我啊，希望她能快点做出决定。
Yeah, exactly. Indecisive people can sure be annoying sometimes, especially when they cause others to waste time.
Larry, 你说的这个 indecisive people, 犹豫不决的人，是在说我吧？哎，我也很想定下旅行的目的地啊，可是真的是有太多好玩的地方，我实在拿不定主意嘛。
What about money? We can drive to Toronto. Thailand would be extremely expensive. Airfare alone would cost us a couple thousand dollars. We do have to live within our means, after all.
你说的 live within our means, 那是什么意思啊？
The phrase living within your means...means to live within the limits of your financial situation, or in other words, not spending more money than you can afford to spend.
Oh, to live within your means, 就是量入为出，不过度消费的意思。
That's right. And if we are to live within our means, we certainly cannot afford a vacation in Thailand.
你是说从我们的经济情况考虑去泰国花销太高我们承受不了嗯，可是你工作那么久了不是已经攒些钱了吗
Not that much money. I'm just an entry-level worker. It will take some years of saving up money before I can afford things like tropical vacations.
哈，还得再攒好几年才能来个热带风情之旅啊。哎 ,Larry, 这啊只怪你平时不知节省。你看你老是去外面饭馆吃饭就要比在家里吃贵多了。
So, if I were living within my means, we'd have enough money for a nice vacation.
对啊如果你平时消费节制一点我们现在就能去泰国啦。
But Li Hua, I just don't have time to cook. And plus, I'm not that good at it. And there are things about your spending habits that could change too, like cutting out some of your shopping. That would definitely help you live within your means.
啊你让我也减少支出少买东西多存钱啊这个嘛
Make up your mind, Li Hua. Do you want to save money or not?
那好吧我下决心存钱吧
Don't sound so depressed, Li Hua. We can still go on vacation this year and still be living within our means. We just need to find a place closer to home. But first, let's make up our minds on where we want to go.
好吧希望我们真能做到既能愉快旅行又不让荷包大出血不过我不想去多伦多哎我想去海边啊
How about South Carolina? It will take a while to get there, but we could drive.
南卡罗来纳那里有美丽的沙滩吗
Absolutely.
那贵吗
We would still be living within our means if we go there. What do you think?
是吗我们能承受得起旅行的花费让我想想让我想想哎对了 Larry 哎我忽然想到哎如果我们去海边那我肯定要花很多钱买漂亮的游泳衣啊、太阳镜裙子什么的哎算了算了还是要不我们去多伦多吧
Make up your mind 李华
各位听众今天李华学了两个常用语一个是 to make up one's mind 意思是拿定主意另外一个是 to live within one's means意思是量入为出，不过度消费。好的，这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢各位收听，下次节目再见。
哎，这个李华哦，真是一会儿一个主意。要我说，只要能够出去旅游，去哪儿都行。Make up her mind 有那么困难吗
？Yiru, I have to disagree. If I were to spend time and money on a vacation.I would carefully do my research before rushing to any decisions.
看来啊，你也是个 indecisive person, 犹豫不决的人哦。我问你啊，去夏威夷度假天堂，这你总不用犹豫了吧？
夏威夷太贵了吧？
哦，那加勒比海
太热。
北京
人太多。
欧洲
去过了。
哎，你还真是难伺候哎，我以后绝对不会请你一起去旅游，这么多意见太扫兴了。
哪有啊？If you pay for my air ticket and hotel, I'll go anywhere with you. 不过刚才您说到扫兴正好咱们来听听美语怎么说教的就是这个词。
美语怎么说
How to say it in American English.
Tony 在北京学汉语他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词就会来请教他。今天是 Jimmy 要问的扫兴。
Jimmy, sorry I can't make it to your birthday party this weekend. 我明天要去香港。
That's okay, Donnie. 说实话，我自己对这个生日派对也没什么兴趣。
Why? Last time we talked about it, you were really excited.
还不是因为我女朋友老打击我。她说，过生日意味着我又老了一岁，还说我开 party 大吃大喝会变得更胖。嗨，真扫兴。
Oh no, your girlfriend is such a wet blanket.All the bad things she said made you not look forward to the party.
Wet blanket? W-E-T, wet, 是潮湿的意思。B-L-A-N-K-E-T, blanket, 是毯子。你是说我女朋友是个湿乎乎的毯子？
Actually, a wet blanket 就是让别人扫兴的人或事。
Oh, a wet blanket, 说话讨厌，专门给人的好心情泼冷水。
That's right.There is a similar phrase, party pooper. Pooper is spelled P-O-O-P-E-R. A party pooper is a person who refuses to go along with everyone else and join the fun.
Oh, party pooper 就是在派对上扫大家兴的人。Donny, 要是我去一个 party, 结果大家玩的游戏我都不参加还老嚷着要回家。Then I'm a party pooper, 对不对？
标准的 party pooper. But Jimmy, in real life, you are by no means a party pooper. On the contrary, you're the life of the party.
The life of the party?我是派对的生命。
差不多。The life of the party is the most fun and exciting person at a party. You know, the person who makes the party fun for everyone else.
Oh, the life of the party 就是派对上的开心果。有这种人在，气氛一定很 high。你别说，我还真是 the life of the party.
Of course you are. So don't let your girlfriend ruin your spirits. Now, let's see what you've learned today.
第一，让人扫兴的人或者事是 a wet blanket 或者 a party pooper。 第二，派对的灵魂人物开心果是 the life of the party。
I'm not a party pooper, I'm the life of the party。
谁证明啊？
哎，我朋友都这么说啊，尤其啊是我原来上大学的时候，简直就是派对女王，哎，多 popular 啊。可惜老同学们他们都没在美国。Sometimes I feel so lonely.
Cheer up, Yiru. Let's listen to the next program. Go English, 美语三级跳，讲的就是老朋友见面。
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目问候朋友单元的初级课程。Jane 和 Lawrence 是老朋友，很久没见面了，真巧。两人傍晚时分在路上不期而遇。
But Winnie, today is a special day. It's Christmas Eve. Shouldn't they be at home celebrating with their families? What are they doing walking around on the street on Christmas Eve?
对呀、啊，我差点忘了，今天是圣诞节前夜呢。那他们两个怎么会在大街上闲逛呢？我们来听听看吧。
Lawrence, is that you?
Hey, Jen, how are you doing?I don't think I've seen you in over a year.
I know, it's been a long time. It's funny to run into you on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Why aren't you at home with your family?
So, Winnie, how long has it been since Lawrence and Jen last met?
Lawrence 说他都一年多没见过 Jen 了。不过啊 ,Professor Bowman, Jen 说他 ran into Lawrence.这难道是说他们在街上撞车了吗
No, Winnie. When you say you run into something, it means you meet it unexpectedly. For example, I was doing very well on the test, but I ran into trouble when I got to the math part.
哦，所以 run into 就是不期而遇。
My family doesn't live here. They live in Texas.
I see. Well, why didn't you fly home to Texas for the holidays?
I have to work tomorrow, so I didn't have time to fly to Texas. Why didn't you go home?
I wanted to, but I didn't have enough money to buy a plane ticket.
So, Winnie, why didn't Jen go home for Christmas?
她家啊在德州，可是她要上班，没有时间回去过圣诞节。
Exactly. And why didn't Lawrence go home for Christmas?
Wow, Lawrence 更惨，说自己买不起机票。哎，对了 ,Professor Bowman,Lawrence 说的 the holidays 是指圣诞节吗
?Not really. The holidays means all the religious holidays that happen in December. If a person doesn't celebrate Christmas, you can wish him or her happy holidays.
哦，原来如此。圣诞节是基督教的宗教节日。对那些不信基督教、不过圣诞节的人，你就可以说 happy holidays.
I'm sorry you couldn't go home.How is everything else going?
I'm okay, but I'm having trouble finding a job. What's up with you?
I can't complain. My job is going well, and I have a nice apartment.
That's great. I'm happy everything is working out for you.
怪不得 Lawrence 买不起机票，原来他没有找到工作。过圣诞节独自一人，又没有工作，真可怜。哎，不过 Lawrence 问 Jane, What's up? 这是在问什么呢？
Asking what's up is like asking how someone is doing, but what's up is a very informal expression.
我明白了。What's up 和 how are you doing 都是问候别人，就是你怎么样啊的意思。不过啊 ,What's up? 更轻松随意一些。
That's exactly right. But Winnie, did you hear Lauren say he is happy everything is working out for Jen? What do you think working out means?
Work out 是锻炼身体的意思。不过在这里应该是有好的结果，情况不错的意思吧。
That's right. For example, John asked Emily to go on a date with him 10 times, but it never worked out.
请人家约会十次都被拒绝，哇，真是百折不挠哎。
You know, since we're both alone, we should have dinner together.
Sounds great, but can we go someplace that isn't too expensive?
Don't worry, Lawrence. Tonight, I'll treat you. That will be my Christmas present to you.
Thanks, but next time, I promise, I'm buying.
Professor, I'm buying 和 I will treat you 都是我请客的意思吧？
Correct. You could also say, it's on me.
哎，学这么多请客的说法，要抢着付钱吗？我还想学学怎么蹭饭呢。
That's easy. Just say, I forgot my wallet.
那好 ,Professor Bowman, 咱们去吃圣诞大餐吧。不过啊，我要先告诉你 ,I forgot my wallet. 这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me。网址是 www.goenglish.me。
老朋友 run into each other, 不期而遇，哎，真是不错耶。
That's true, but apparently Jen lives a better life than Lawrence does.
Jen 的生活啊，的确是比 Lawrence 好。Her job is going well, 工作顺心。She has a nice apartment, 住的地方呢也舒服。所以她说I can't complain. 我没什么好抱怨的了。
Don't you think Lawrence would be a bit upset by that? Like, getting a little jealous?
你说 Lawrence 会嫉妒 Jen 比自己混得好啊？不至于吧。毕竟是老朋友嘛，关系可比同事单纯的多了。
说的对。In the office, some people don't really want to see others excel in their work.
没错没错。在办公室里啊，有的人就是看不得别人比自己强。咱们就来听听下面的礼节美语吧。
礼节美语。
David 跟 Sandra 聊天，说起自己以前有个同事特别喜欢 name drop。
We would be in a meeting and she would say, Yesterday I was chatting with Tom. She meant Tom Solomon, our CEO.
Basically, she was trying to impress people by using the CEO's name.But who knows if she really talked to him?
You don't know. And name dropping is a really bad habit. It gives everyone else negative feelings about you. If you have a good idea, just speak up. You don't need to use someone else as a cover.
David 举例说，他们开着开着会，那个同事就会突然说，我昨天跟 Tom 聊天。大家都知道 Tom 是公司首席执行官。David 说，这样做其实是个坏习惯，会让别人对你有负面看法。如果你有什么好主意的话
，just speak up，
直截了当说出来就好了。
You don't need to use someone else as a cover，
不用打着别人的旗号。
Yeah， Tim does that too sometimes， but the worst thing he does is try to push me to the sidelines。
What do you mean？
When we have meetings， sometimes people bring up my accomplishments， and Tim always has to jump in and say something like， Yeah， but that was last year， we need fresh thinking this year。Why can't he just be nice?
Sandra 说他对 Tim 最反感的地方是
He tried to push me to the sidelines. Sidelines is spelled S-I-D-E-L-I-N-E-S. Sidelines.
边线
To push someone to the sidelines.
就是排挤某人的意思。另外一种说法
Stay on the sidelines.
站在边线上，意思是不积极参与。Sandra 举例说，比如开会时只要一有人提到 Sandra 以前的工作成绩， Tim 马上就会说，那都是去年的事儿了，我们需要新思维。
Fresh thinking.
以此来削弱 Sandra 的影响力和分量。
Well, like you said earlier, he might feel threatened by you. He sees you as a rising star, and he's afraid you'll shine brighter than he will. Some people don't know how to react in situations like that.
I don't hate Tim. He's not totally bad. In fact, he's pretty clever sometimes. I just hate all the office power struggles.
Unfortunately, every workplace has its wars for power. That's how the game is played.
David 觉得 Tim 可能真是觉得 Sandra 对自己构成威胁，他怕你会
shine brighter than he will，
比他更耀眼。这里也可以用
outshine。He's afraid you'll outshine him.
Sandra 说，其实他并不恨 Tim， 他是不喜欢办公室里的权力之争。
All the office power struggles.
然而，所有工作场所都难免有这种争权夺利、勾心斗角。正像 David 所说的
，That's how the game is played.
如果遇到这种争权夺利的情况，有什么好的处理办法吗？我们下次继续听。
看吧，因为别人工作出色，就 feel threatened， 觉得自己受到了威胁。还有那些 name droppers。就是爱吹嘘自己和名人啊、上司一起怎样怎样的，哎，真是让人讨厌呢。
Not to mention people pushing you to the sidelines， 使劲排挤你。Workplace power struggle is just horrible。
是啊是啊，干得比别人好，反而会遭到嫉妒和排挤。这样吧，咱们走出 office， 去一个简简单单决胜负的地方。
Where is that？
Track field， 田径场。怎么，来赛跑。
体育美语
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
大家好，我是杨晨。
我是 Patrick。
今天我们 Patrick， 你不要跟我抢着说话，你这可是犯规动作。要是赛跑，你这就是抢跑 ，false start。
I apologize. In track and field, if an athlete committed two false starts, he or she will be disqualified.
两次 false start 就要被罚下场。
哎，刚才你也是 false start， 为什么只有我道歉？
Well, let's move on, shall we?
Okay. Anyway, today we are going to talk about sprinting events.
Sprinting events 是田径比赛中的短跑项目。我们先来讲起跑。在起跑线，我们会听到发令员喊：“各就位。”
On your mark.
预备。
Get set.
如果没有发令枪，就喊跑
，Go。
正式比赛当然都用发令枪了。
A starting gun is used in official track meets。
起跑对短跑运动员非常重要。
A runner's start is crucial, especially for sprinting events like the 100 meter dash. You need to react to the gun fast, but not too fast. Otherwise, you will commit a false start.
枪响了要迅速冲出去，但起跑太快，据说啊快于0.1秒，那就是抢跑了。你看我懂得很多吧，信不信 Patrick 我跑得比你快？
我不相信。
那我们出去比一比。 Let's race.
Okay, let's race and see what happens.
On your mark, get set, go.
I win.
No you didn't, you cheated. False start.
Patrick， 你觉得学好美语有什么诀窍呢？
当然是收听美国之音的英语教学节目。
这就叫 Patrick 卖瓜，自卖自夸。
我的瓜最甜。
那不见得。不过您听了我们的节目，有什么看法或建议，请发 email 给我们。
美语 @voanews.com。
美语就是美语两个字的拼音。
MEIYU @voanews.com.
You have mail.
VOA. 哎，怎么样？当你下班后，田径场等我，咱们比比100米短跑，谁厉害
？No problem. I'm a serious runner. Don't go easy on me.
I won't. 好，今天的节目就到这里。节目的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见喽。
Bye.
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。